From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The North African branch of Al-Qaeda says it will kill a French hostage in 20 days if four militants aren't released by Mali. The threat was reported by a group that monitors jihadist websites. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb said the French captive Pierre Kamat, who was seized in Mali in November, would be killed unless the group's demands were met in 20 days. The message was reportedly posted Sunday. The group has also claimed responsibility for the kidnapping of three Spaniards and has executed a hostage in the past. Last year, a British hostage, Edwin Dyer, was killed by Al-Qaeda captors. The group urged the French public to pressure the government of President Nicolas Sarkozy to work for the release of Al-Qaeda prisoners. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is based in Algeria and is widely considered the most potent and dangerous branch in North Africa. Last week, a Canadian firm working in Algeria said one of its engineers had been kidnapped by armed insurgents. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
It's been a deadly day for foreign troops in Afghanistan. At least four service members have been killed, including three Americans. NATO says the Americans died in a fight with insurgents in the southern part of the country. A French soldier was killed when his patrol was attacked. The alleged attacker of a cartoonist in Denmark has been charged with attempted murder and terrorism. Larry Miller reports from London.
The charges relate to an alleged attack 10 days ago in Denmark at the house of the artist who drew a picture of the Prophet Muhammad with a bomb for a turban. In 2005, publication of that sketch and others in a Danish newspaper sparked disturbances by angry Muslims around the world. The suspect is a 28-year-old Somali man. He allegedly broke into the home of artist Kurt Vestergaard armed with a knife and axe, shouting death threats. Vestergaard and his granddaughter locked themselves in a safe room and summoned police. Danish intelligence says the suspect is linked to Al-Qaeda and Somalia's Al-Shabaab militants. A conviction for attempted murder would not lead to a life sentence, but conviction on the terrorism charge might. The unnamed suspect has denied all charges except that relating to possession of deadly weapons. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Much of the South is in the grip of a prolonged deep freeze. Chris Horn is with the National Weather Service. He says the North Carolina mountains were frigid this morning.
Well, it's pretty much has been cold every single day since January 2nd, and essentially Arctic air mass, which has been kind of spilling across the whole eastern U.S.
Record low temperatures are being broken in Florida. Overnight temperatures at the Miami airport dipped to 36 degrees, breaking a record set more than 80 years ago. A hard freeze watch is in effect in the region until tomorrow. Wall Street stocks are down, but only slightly this hour. The Dow is down 6 points at 10,613. The Nasdaq is down 5. This is NPR News. The annual auto show kicks off in Detroit today. After one of the worst years in the car business, companies will try to persuade shoppers to come back to the showrooms. And Chrysler and General Motors will try to convince Congress members that all that federal bailout money was well spent. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Detroit.
Today's press preview at the auto show will have some unusual guests. Congress members, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The federal government rescued Chrysler and GM last year with tens of billions of dollars. A congressional delegation wants to see where some of that cash went. They're also interested in looking at new fuel-efficient technology, and there'll be a lot to see. One exhibit at Detroit's Cobo Center is called Electric Avenue. It will feature nearly 20 electric vehicles. But battery technology is still enormously expensive. And many industry analysts think it will take years for electric cars to become mainstream and profitable. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Detroit.
A top executive for General Motors is trying to sound positive as the Detroit Auto Show kicks off today. Vice Chairman Bob Lutz told the Society of Automotive Analysts yesterday that GM should be solidly profitable when demand for new cars and trucks rebounds to normal levels. Lutz said the company has made strides since its government-led bankruptcy. Last week, GM's chairman and interim CEO said GM could be profitable this year, but that it would depend on economic factors. A federal trial gets underway in San Francisco today that could result in the Supreme Court being asked to rule on the ability of states to ban same-sex marriage. The case involves a challenge to Proposition 8, the gay marriage ban approved by California voters more than a year ago. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.